Daily Rest, Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. This week's theme is Extraordinary Laypersons of the New Testament. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regiment, a devout man and one who feared God with all his household, who gave alms generously to the people and prayed to God always. Acts chapter 10, verses 1 and 2. Cornelius, a lay leader of the household. God calls parents to raise their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. When a parent leads the household in daily devotions and Bible study, God promises to bless that house. Such a house becomes a church of its own. But many parents are reluctant to do these things. In many cases, it's not so much a lack of love for the Word of God or a hesitancy to tell children about the grace of God. Many feel they aren't up to the task. As a parent, you might find that you end up with more questions than answers when you study God's Word. How can you possibly be a good teacher of Scripture to your children without a formal education? If you feel these misgivings, consider Cornelius. He was a Gentile who had become a believer in God's word from the Old Testament. He taught his whole household, servants included, about God's promise of the Messiah who would take away their sins. But he was lacking some serious knowledge. He had not yet heard about what Jesus had done in his death and resurrection. Yet God answered the prayers of that man in his household synagogue and sent Peter to bring them the gospel message, which they all received with joy. No matter how well you know the ins and outs of every Bible passage or how to teach them, you still have the one thing needful to be an extraordinary layperson in your own household. You know that you can tell your family without question that Jesus died for their sins and was raised for their justification. That gospel truth, implanted at baptism, grows every time you gather your family's church around the word. Oh, bless that house where faith ye find, and all within have set their mind to trust their God and serve him still, and do in all his holy will. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, gethsemaneclc.org.